we are running activities in South Sudan, Upper Nile State. This is actually the state where, you know, people are crossing from Sudan since the beginning of the conflict in April. The main entry point is Rank, but of course, Rank is a reception site center where people arrive to be registered into South Sudan. As you know, most of this population, there were people living in Khartoum, originally from South Sudan. So because of the conflict, they are moving back into Sudan. So we are running activities in Malakal, Bulukot Transit Center, where MSF is conducting medical services for the population fleeing the conflict.
Yes, and how many? I've seen estimates around 1,000 people arrive a day. What are the numbers you're working with? How many people are you receiving?
The number is quite erratic because people are arriving on a daily basis. So since last week, actually, the number is that we are working with is around 10 to 15,000 people that are on transit. You know, every time people are getting into transit center, the IOM and the other organization are working on transporting them back to the original counties. So
I see.
It's a number that is erratic. It's not constant figure, but between, you know, 10 to 15,000 people coming in all the time.
In transit. And MSF has reported a significant rise in measles and malnutrition cases among the displaced population there. What are the primary challenges your medical teams are facing when it comes to addressing these health issues?
One of the challenges that the team is facing is, you know, people are coming in very bad, very poor health conditions, coming very late. So, you know, working around the clock to ensure that these people are stabilized and supported to get a better health, you know, situation as they arrive. But they're arriving in very poor condition, poor health condition. So one of the challenges is that there is quite a number of people coming in. The workload is really, really high for the team. MSF is basically the only medical organization that is offering medical services in Bulukot Transit Site. So the pressure is really high on the team. The workload is high, and lack of you know, other organizations who could come in and support MSF. So it's a bit dire situation, and this has made MSF to increase you know, the bed capacity from 70 to around 121 to be able to cater for the influx of the patients coming in.
I see. And also a complicating factor that you mentioned in your press statement is the rainy season. And then conditions at the transit center are really dire, and people need sanitation, shelter, you know, and other things. But let me ask you this final question. What specific actions and resources do you urgently require from humanitarian organizations to improve the medical and humanitarian response for people arriving from Sudan to South Sudan?
You know, as the rainy season started, this possibility that there will be outbreak of waterborne diseases. There will be malaria. There will be malnutrition. There's measles already. So the resources that are required from the rest of the organization to step up so that these areas of, you know, having proper shelter, having food, you know, ensuring that, you know, cholera is might come because of rain season, malaria as well. So distribution of mosquito net, having proper, you know, wash activities that could have a prevention. So we are advocating for more organizations to come in for basically prevention of, you know, the bomb that we are sitting on. Because, you know, as the rain starts, cholera is one of the diseases that will probably come in because of poor sanitation, poor drinking water, you know. So these are some of the areas that we are pushing so that food also, because if people are lacking food, then the malnutrition rates will go further and further, and, you know, mortalities will continue to grow high.